Good evening. Welcome to our prayer service this evening. Looking forward to a good time together. Let's go ahead and start off by singing a few songs. 345. 345 is the song, A New Name in Glory. A New Name in Glory. I was once a sinner, but I came, pardon to receive from my Lord. This was freely given, and I found that he always kept his word. There's a new name written down in glory, and it's mine, oh yes, it's mine. And the white-robed angels sing the story, a sinner has come home. For there's a new name written down in glory, and it's mine, oh yes, it's mine. With my sins forgiven, I am bound for heaven, never more to roam. In the book 'tis written, saved by grace, oh, the joy that came to my soul. Now I am forgiven, and I know by the blood I am made whole. There's a new name written down in glory, and it's mine, oh yes, it's mine. And the white-robed angels sing the story, a sinner has come home. For there's a new name written down in glory, and it's mine, oh yes, it's mine. With my sins forgiven, I am bound for heaven, never more to roam. Lord, thank you that we have the opportunity to get together this evening, and as we prepare to go to prayer tonight, as we have many things to pray for, Lord, I pray that you would bless the service, bless the word that we're going to look at for a few moments. God, and I thank you for the people that we have. Lord, we're so grateful. God, bless us tonight, and so be with us now. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, let's go ahead and sing another song, and let's go ahead and turn to 500. And let's see, 505, 505 is the song, Since Jesus Came Into My Heart. What a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. I have light in my soul for which long I had sought since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy o'er my soul like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart, I shall go there to dwell in that city I know, since Jesus came into my heart. And I'm happy, so happy, as onward I go, since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy o'er my soul like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart. All right. All right, let's go ahead and take out our Bibles just for a few moments this evening before we go to prayer. Before we go to prayer, let's go ahead and turn to 1 Thessalonians, if you would. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18. The disciples came to Jesus in Luke chapter 11 and said, Lord, teach us to pray, And so we're discovering how God wants us to pray. We've recently been looking at the order of prayer and the arguments in prayer. You know, as we are, our mouths are filled with our petitions and our prayers and ordered arguments, telling and asking God our reasons why we believe that He should answer our requests, we need to be very careful of something that I think is going to balance it out. We must remember a very important truth. And just for a few moments before we go to prayer tonight, I want to introduce you to that truth as we look at the power in prayer. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18 is a very short verse, but a very important verse, a very, very powerful verse. And notice what it says. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. You know, every time that we open up our mouths to ask God something or to request something or to argue to the Father, we need to make sure that we preface it with thanksgiving to God for all that He has done already. You know, God has done so much for us. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 20, I want to read for you a number of verses in the scriptures. We read, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Colossians 3, verse 17 says, and whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. I'm reminded of even Job in chapter 1, when everything was taken away from him, he said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Psalm 34 and verse 1, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And one last verse in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 15. By Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. You know, we get so involved with our requests. You know, there have been times where maybe you have had something, you pray and you pray and you pray and you're petitioning to the Lord. And like all the things that we've learned, you're saying, God, for your name's sake, God, because of what Jesus has done on the cross and His worthiness, God, because of the testimony for your name's sake, God, because of for faith, for so many different reasons, we get so involved with our requests and petitions and our arguments, and we tend to focus on what we do not have. And as a result, we fail to recognize so much of what He has already given to us. Paul says here in this passage, in everything that we go through, in everything that you're requesting, in everything, give thanks. I think what is saying here is, okay, yes, God wants you to request and petition and to argue, but make sure that you're reminded and I even think beginning your time of prayer to be thankful. Be thankful for all that God has done. Again, because we get so minded on what we, you know, when we're going to God, prayer is recognizing our lack and His ability to suffice. But in that recalling our lack, we tend to have a mentality of lack. Oh, we need this and we don't have that and we just need God, you to do this. And we can get so minded that way that we lack so much and it drowns out all that He has done for us. We need to spend much of of our time thanking God. You know, so much of God's will we don't know. You know, and some of these things we pray for. God, I don't know if you want this certain thing, but Lord, I'm praying. And we say, you know, if this isn't your will, God, don't let it be done. But we pray, pray, pray. We don't know so much. We spend so much time praying for these things, and rightly so. But we do know one thing, and more things, but we know one thing, that it is what is God's will. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. We do know something. God wants us to give thanks, folks. God wants us to give thanks for all that he has done. Count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Let's not get a spirit of so much of, oh, I'm so needy, I need so much, and we are. But let's also be reminded of how much God has been so good to us and all that he has done for us. Folks, tonight, let's remember to be thankful. So yes, go to God with all your petitions. Go to God with all of your requests and all of your arguments. But let's remember to have a mouth filled with praise. And let that be the focus when we say amen and we get up, that we're grateful for all that God has done for us and what he's going to do. Open our mouths wide and God will fill it. I think as we open up our mouths, God's going to fill it. And there's so much that he has filled us with in the past that we need to be thankful for. All right, you take out your prayer sheets tonight. Just a small little challenge tonight as we get ready to pray. And let's remember to pray for many things that we have going on in our church. By the way, I want you to pay attention to your emails and also to your regular snail mail, if you get your mail that way, because you're going to be getting here very soon some plans of how we're what we're planning to do here in the future with recorded services, but also reopening back up physically and meeting here. And so you watch for that and you read that. If you have any questions, let us know. But we're excited about what God is going to be doing here in the coming days. As you take your prayer sheets, only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you, Paul says, or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. Congratulations to Trevor and Ashley Grimes, as Rose Charity Helena was born Saturday, May 16th at 12:37 p.m., 7 pounds, 1 ounce, 19 and a quarter inches long. We praise the Lord for the birth of Rose. And let's remember to pray for our country and the leadership, our shut-ins, the different names that are there. As you can look down the list and see those, maybe some things that are coming up, scheduled surgeries, and people that are recovering, people that are in therapy, safety for others, people that need more prayer in their physical needs. And then, of course, as you flip on the back, are missionaries that need much prayer as well. And so let's remember to pray for all of these things. Pray for our church as we get ready to make plans to reopen. And then for just the safety and well-being of our people in our church. And so let's remember to pray for all of these things. Father, as I lead us in prayer tonight, God, I pray that you would do a great and mighty work with our people. Lord, you care so much about their lives and what they're going through. You care for their physical needs, their emotional needs, their spiritual needs. You care for their financial needs. You care for their mental needs. Lord, you care about all of our needs, and we're so grateful. God, help us to be thankful for all the things you have given to us. We thank you for life. We thank you for health. We thank you for church. We thank you for bodies. We thank you for jobs and finances. We thank you for protection. We thank you for provisions. We thank you for, so many things that you have provided us with. God, help us to remember to be thankful. You've been so good to us. Even our church, Faith Bible Church, you've been so good. And you're going to be good to us in coming days. God, help us to remember to be thankful. Lord, we have a list of needs here before us. And God, we're asking that you do great and mighty things through those. Lord, I pray that your will would be done in them. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine, Lord, be done. But Lord, for your sake, would you please answer these things for our sakes, for people. Lord, would you do amazing work. God, I pray for our church in the coming days that you lead us and guide us in the way we ought to go, that we can minister to our community's needs, Lord, for they are great. God, I pray that you would be with each individual that is tuned in tonight, Lord, that you'd help them and you'd encourage them in your things. God, I pray for the services on Sunday, that your name would be honored and glorified throughout them all. Help me as I preach those messages, that they would be powerful and exactly what we need. Lord, would you help us? Lord, I pray for the messages in the past, that you would reach the community and reach the world. Lord, with the salvation gospel testimony, Lord, telling us that we don't need to be afraid. Lord, help us to get victory in this area of overcoming fear. Lord, and we're grateful for all that you're going to do. And we're very careful to give you the honor and glory and praise, because we recognize that it's only through Jesus' name that all these things are accomplished. And so we pray for these things. In your Son's holy and precious name we pray. Amen. All right, short service tonight, but I trust that you will take the time now to get alone with the Lord or the rest of your family and pray fervently for these things. Remember to be thankful. All right, for now, we will say goodbye, but we'll see you again here very shortly on Sunday.